Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to. But you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Baby, you a song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duopest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
High school varsity basketball action. Big game here tonight. Our Phillips Loggers are hosting the Auburndale. Oh, what are they now, Nate? They used to be the Apaches. Find out what they are here. Auburndale.
Eagles.
The Eagles. Auburndale in their blue uniforms with white lettering, and our Loggers in their home whites with black lettering. It's going to be a fun game here tonight. Our Loggers coming off that big come-from-behind win against Three Lakes the other day, and that was on Tuesday, I believe, Nate?
Tuesday, yep.
Big game that was. The Loggers down 16 points in that game. Come back and take that game by 12 points. A really turnaround game for the Loggers. For the Loggers coming out of the Merriwood North here, 2-1 record, averaging 63 points a game, led by J.J. Hakenin with 14, Drew Hawshield with 13, and Lane Abraham just about 12 points per game. The Loggers 2-1 here so far. They lost to Assumption, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption at Wisconsin Rapids, and a big win against Bayfield earlier to start out the season, and then this win over Three Lakes. Loggers kind of the second half team that they've been, a little different from in years past, but coming on strong in the second half. We're going to see if they can get off to an early start here tonight. Nothing's going to be easy at all against Auburndale. Auburndale, who's also 2-1, averaging 58 points a game. They're the Merriwood South. Merriwood South always a little bit tougher than the Merriwood North. And two kids on this team, 6'7". That's Johnny Parker next to me here, too. Johnny, what would you do about those two 6'7" kids?
Box
them out, he said. Yeah, do your best. Easier said than done here. Loggers got their work. One of these boys, coach's kid, Caden Reinfurter, he shoots the ball from three, from deep, from anywhere. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on. He averages 16 points a game, 7 rebounds. Another one to keep an eye on, Caden Anderson and Lane Abraham going to be guarding him tonight. Another one averages 16 points a game. Scoring threats they are. I think we'll hopefully see the Loggers run the ball here, pick up the pace a little bit, get up and down the court, and we're going to see what happens with that. Hopefully they can execute the game plan here. But we're going to do the national anthem starting lineup here in just a moment. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Get ready for this game.
Jeff Hakenin Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakeninroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakeninroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakenin Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP, foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakenin, along with Nathan Podowitz here in Phillips, Wisconsin, as we have the Auburndale Eagles in town taking on our Phillips Loggers. And game just about underway here. We've got starting lineups right now. Here's our starting lineups for the Phillips Loggers. Our sophomore, my son, number three, J.J. Hakenin. A junior, my Heather boy, number four, Lane Abraham. A junior, my boy, Braden Revac. And our seniors, Jack Kowicki, and number 42, the big Swede, Drew Hoshield. Starting for Auburndale will be Blake Robb, Caden Anderson, Evan Skoll, Caden Weinferder, and Thomas Au. Is that who it is there, Nate?
That's correct.
And Thomas Au set to tip off against Hoshield. And Auburndale going to get it. And they're going to take it up court here. Loggers in a man-to-man defense. Screen up at the top of the court. Almost taken away by Hoshield. And they get it into the paint here. Almost taken away by the Loggers here. Going to go the other way. And here's a three-point attempt from Auburndale. And that one's good. Caden Anderson. 3-0 to start out this game for Auburndale. Going to be kind of a full-court press here. And Revac has it, gets it up to J.J. J.J. going to start out this offense. Over to Kowicki on that right side. Jack, back up to J.J. up top. J.J. going to drive it into the lane. Can't get it high enough. Missed the layup, rebounded by Auburndale. Up the court they go, right side. And tacking from the middle here. And back up to the top of the key, guarded by Revac. Now, driving it in. Hakenin picks him up. And getting it into the low post, back out to the three-point line. Here's Weinferder. A couple dribbles in, kicks it back out to Robb. Robb reverses it right side, and into the lane they go. And we're going to get a traveling here. Nice defense by the Loggers. And a turnover. It's going to be Loggers basketball against this. Looks like just a simple man-to-man press here tonight. Loggers got to get it in and probably clear things out. Get it into Revac. Revac gets it into the middle and up this left side. Back to Revac on this left wing. Braden looking to get something going. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out to Hakenin. Hakenin kicks it back out to Hoshield. Hoshield drives it in. Gets by the basket. A nice attack from Drew Hoshield. It's 3-2. And Auburndale going to bring it up left side. Robb has it. Guarded by Hakenin. And they're going to do a five-out offense sort of here. Hoshield with the pressure on Weinferder. Weinferder going to dribble in, going to get a little foul on Hoshield. And Drew's going to have to stay out on Weinferder. He's going to be the guy that's really liking to shoot the three-point ball here tonight. It's 3-2. Auburndale leading right now, 16-18 to go in this first half. Auburndale with the ball out of bounds under their own basket. They get it in to Anderson. Anderson backing down Hakenin. Anderson kicks it back out. Out to Robb. Robb. Reversing it around. Here's Weinferder from deep from three. Wow. Nothing but net. And that's what you're going to see from this guy here. Weinferder, deep three. It's 6-2, Auburndale. Hoshield back up to Hakenin. Hakenin to Revac. Over to Kowicki. To Hoshield. Hoshield from three. It's good. Drew Hoshield. 5-6. Big shot from the big Swede. 15:40 to go here. It's 6-5 Auburndale. Auburndale bringing it up. That Skoll has it. Gets it over to Anderson right side. Anderson trying to drive it in. Abraham doing a nice job blocking him off. And Weinberger has it. Now he's going to get to the basket, and they're going to call a weak little foul. Going to be shooting two. And a foul on number 10, Braden Rivak. And Weinberger going to go to the line. It's Rivak's first. It's 6-5 Auburndale here, 15:26 to go in this first half. First free throw up for Weinberger is good. Kid's a good shooter. And Weinberger is a senior. Long line of these kids coming from Auburndale. Second one up is good. It's 8-5, 3-point lead here. And they get it into Abraham. Everyone's going to clear out here. Lane's going to bring it up against Scholl. Gets it across half court. Gets it to Kulwicki, left side. Over to Rivak. Braden, pump fake. Haken has got it. Haken to pull up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by you, or by Scholl, I should say. And Weinberger going to bring it up here, right side. And by the basket, he gets nice defense by Hochschild. Picks it out. And here's a three-point shot by Anderson. Air ball, nothing to go here. And it's going to be Logger basketball. Hochschild gets it into Rivak. To Abraham. Lane gets it across half court. He's guarded by Scholl. Hands it off to Hakenin. JJ guarded by Robb up at the top of the key. Back over to Abraham, right side. Looking to get it into the high post. Get a screen from Hakenin. Lane's got it. Man-to-man defense here by Auburndale. Hochschild on the left wing. Logger's working around the perimeter. Nice defense here by Auburndale. Abraham gets it in. A little pump fake. Gets a shot up. And it's no good. Rebounded by Auburndale. And 5-8 here. 14-14 to go here. Auburndale leading by three. Weinberger has it. Guys driving it in here. No shot goes up. Auburndale patient with their offense. They get it into the low post. Kick it back out to Weinberger. Weinberger gets around Hochschild. Going to pull up from a few feet. And that's too easy. The 6-7 Weinberger with a sweet shooter. He is. 10-5 is the score. Kulwicki has it. Out to Hochschild. Pump fake. Hochschild's going to take it in. And gets it to go. Hochschild, a nice shot from him. It's 10-7. All 7 points here for Hochschild in the first quarter. 13:39 to go. First quarter, first half. It's a 10-7 lead for Auburndale. Making a nice defense on Robb. Here's Weinberger again for three. My goodness. Another one for him. It's 13-7. Loggers get across half court. Hochschild, top of the key. Gets it over to Hakenin on this left side. And back up top, Hochschild. Drew, couple dribbles in. And they're going to get him with a push-off. Offensive foul at the free throw line. I think that's two on him. Probably going to see Denzin come in for him. So Shea Denzin going to get his chance in the game. It's 13-7 here right now. 13-10 to go, first half. And Shea Denzin checking in for Drew Hochschild. And in the game right now for the Loggers, Lane Abraham, Braden Rivek, J.J. Hakenin, Jack Kulwicki, and Shea Denzin. As it's Scholl brings it up for Auburndale. Over to Robb. New guy in the ballgame here, Chemney. And here's another three-pointer by Weinberger, rebounded by Rivak. Rivak, left side, gets it up to Abraham. Abraham looking to get it into Kulwicki. And they do get it into him. Kulwicki looking for somewhere to go. Back to Abraham, Lane, and shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Kulwicki. Shot goes back up. Missed. Rebounded by Weinberger. It's Auburndale going the other direction. Chenney has it. Cherney, I should say. Over to Weinberger. Weinberger dribbles it in, kicks it back out to Cherney. And Robb has it now, driving baseline. And kicks it back out. Dribble drive. That's Scholl this time, and he gets the two-pointer to go. It's 15-7 now. Auburndale with the lead. Hakenin's got it. Gets across half court. Kicks it over to Rivak. Rivak going to drive it in. Missing. Jack Kulwicki with the rebound and puts it back. Kulwicki. It's 15-9 now. Loggers down. 6-point lead here for Auburndale with 12 minutes to go here, first half. Scholl brings it up for Auburndale. And they get it in. And here's a three-point attempt. Missing. Rebound to Reback. And going the other direction. Reback up to Denzine. And into Lane Abraham. Looks like it's going to be taken away to Weinfurt or going the other direction. We've got a two-on-one here. Auburndale gets it by the basket to Rob. Missing it. Denzine clears it out. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with Auburndale. 15-9. Auburndale leading right now with 11 and a half minutes to go here. Checking in for Auburndale is Miesner, Mason Miesner, a senior. Also, Colin Kleinschmidt checking in for Jack Kowicki. So a young group of sophomores and juniors in here for the Loggers. And they get it into Weinfurter at the low post. He's kind of smothered. They kick it back out here. Here's a three-point shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Denzine. No. We're going to go over the top. It's going to be a foul on Weinfurter going over the back. Nice job by Shea Denzine. And 11:16 to go here. 15-9, Auburndale leading. They get it into Abraham. Kleinschmidt over to Denzine. And they get across half court. Going to set up their offense. Hakenin going to drive it in. Little jump shot to Denzine. Can't get it. And going to go out of bounds. We're going to get a foul on. Going to be a foul on Shea. Minutes to go here. And it's going to be Aiden Robb bringing it up against Hakenin. JJ fighting over top of the screen. They get into Weinfurter in the low post. No good. Rebounded by Kleinschmidt. Hakenin going to take it up left side. Hakenin to the middle. Drives it in. Gets it out to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt can't hold on to it. Ends up traveling. And it's going to be Auburndale basketball. 10:40 to go here. 15-9 lead here for Auburndale over the Phillips Loggers. And it's Rob bringing it up against Haken. He's going to drive in, kick back out here. And nothing going here for Auburndale. It's driving in, looking to kick back out to something. And nice defense here by the Loggers. Loggers in man-to-man defense, guarding them really well. Nowhere to go here for Auburndale. And Auburndale, though, very patient. We're going to get a foul there on Abraham. A little reach and foul. And that's what you get with Auburndale. They're a machine over here. Every year they come in year after year and just methodical with their offense. Two new guys in for Auburndale right now. It's Caden Anderson and Peyton Weinfurter, the sophomore. Not quite as tall as his brother, is
no,
he, Nate?
No, he's not at all.
Got a 6'7 Weinfurter and about a 5'5 Weinfurter out there. And by the basket, no good. Denzine with the rebound. Anderson missed that one. Denzine's going to bring it up himself. Gets it to Abraham. Abraham by the basket. Can't get that one to go. Attack Weinfurter. I like it. And go in the other direction. 10 minutes to go here. Anderson with the ball. And nice defense by Denzine. And there you go. Braden Reback stopping the drive also. Loggers doing a good job of stopping penetration here tonight. Weinfurter trying to drive against Haken and no go. Gonna try the other way here. Here you go. Weinfurter looking for the pass. He gets on the nice drive. A nice slash there by the Apaches, or I'm sorry, by the Eagles. And 2 points for them. It's 17-9. Abraham with the ball. And Hakenin back out to Abraham. Back to Abraham. Down into Reback. And here's Abraham for three. No good. Rebounded by the Auburndale. And Weinfurter going to bring it up for them. Guarded by Denzine. 9 minutes to go here. It's 17-9 here, first half. And almost taken away by Abraham. And here's shot by the basket. It's blocked. Going to be fouled. Going to be a foul on Shea Denzine, I believe. And that's going to send Mason Miesner to the line.
I believe that's Shea's second.
So two fouls on Shea Denzine. Got two fouls on Hochschild. Free throw up is no good. Just a little bit long for Miesner. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout here. 30-second timeout here called by the Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for 30-second timeout.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 17-9 lead here, 8:47 to go here in this first half. We're glad everyone's tuning in, listening. It's going to be a good game here, guys. Stick with us. And it's going to be two free throws here for Auburndale. Coming up right now, that's Meisner at the line. First free throw up is no good. I'm sorry, that was the second free throw, wasn't it? But Auburndale getting their own rebound and put the basket back in. 19-9 here, 10-point lead here for Auburndale. And Reback has it, top of the key, hands it off to Hakenin. JJ going to get things set up, trying to penetrate in. Over to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt back to Reback. Reback in that corner, back out to Colin, over to Hakenin. Hakenin looking for a three-point shot. Not there. They're smothering him pretty good. Kowicki has it at the wing. They get into Kleinschmidt at the post. Colin with a shot goes up. Colin gets in the game. Things are going to happen. It's 19-11. Colin, 2 points. 8:07 to go here. And it's Weinfurter, Peyton Weinfurter with the ball. Over to Anderson in the corner. Down low in the block. First time that we've seen Thomas Yu with the ball down there, the 6'7 post. And they get it by the basket. He misses that one. Rebound by Abraham. Hakenin taking it up right side. JJ going to get into the basket and kicks it out to Reback. Cross court to Kleinschmidt. Collins going to go up again. Can't get anything to go. It's rebounded by Auburndale. Collins goes 100 miles at that basket. 19-11 here. Auburndale leading by 8. 7:30 to go in this first half. Auburndale with the ball, running that five-out offense. Man-to-man defense by the Loggers. Anderson driving it in hard, and a nice job by him. That's a strong kid right there. Gets to the basket. Lane Abraham really doing a nice job on him. He's taking it with the ball. Brings it up over to Abraham. To Reback down in that corner. Over to Kleinschmidt. To Hakenin. Hakenin for three. Oh, it just rolls out. 7 minutes to go here. JJ still looking for his first points of the ball game. 21-11 is the score. Anderson driving in again on Abraham. Tipped away by Hakenin. And Anderson giving elbows. They're not calling nothing. And there we go. That ball out of bounds. It's going to be Loggers basketball. They're letting them play physical here tonight. Subs back into the ball game here for Auburndale. 6:42 to go in this first half. You're 21-11, and we're going to get a timeout here. I'm not sure who took this one, but we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back here, guys. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 10-point lead for the Auburndale Eagles, I guess we call them now. 21-11 is the score. There's 6:42 to go here in this first half. Lager struggling to score the ball. And Abraham has it left side, bringing it up. Abraham, top of the key. Over to Hakenin. JJ looking to get something going. He sets it up at the top. Into Colin. Colin has it. Turns around. Out to Rivak. Abraham from three from that corner. No good.
Not dropping the nicer lane.
And here comes the other way. Here's Rob with the ball, guarded by Hakenin. A little dribble penetration in. Here's Weinfurter from three. That one's long. Rebound by Rivak. Go another direction. Brady going to bring it up himself. Over to Abraham. Here's Colin flashing through. They miss him. Braden back out to Kolwicki. Out to Hakenin. JJ driving that baseline. Gets in by the basket. Kicks it back out to Abraham for three. No good. And shot not falling. Peyton Weinfurter brings it up. Passes it to his cousin. Started out there by Kolwicki. Loggers in their man-to-man defense here. And Anderson by the basket, almost blocked by Kleinschmidt. Yeah. Coming away with it is Abraham. JJ going to bring it up left side. JJ gets it to Rebak in the corner. Loggers running that motion off or swing offense. Over to Rebak. Rebak to Hakenin. Hakenin. Nothing going. Gets it to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt over to Abraham on this left wing. Loggers working the ball around. 5 minutes to go here in this first half. 21-11. Here's Hakenin for three. That one's good. Big shot, J.J. Hakenin. 21-14. Got to get him rolling here. Get a few open shots for him. They're really smothering him the ball the last few games here, noticing that. And J.J.'s going to have to take every one of those open looks and make it count here. 21-14. 4:40 to go here. Loggers looking to finish this half strong. Here's Weinfurter. 6'7" guy gets a turnaround jump shot. Kolwicki gets him on the arm. He's going to go to the line. Denzine set to check in here in just a minute. As Kolwicki with the two fouls. Weinfurter hits the free throw. And Kleinschmidt checking out. Denzine checking in. Second free throw up for Weinfurter is good. It's 23-14 now. Auburndale leading the Phillips Loggers. They get across half court. Abraham with the ball. To Hakenin. JJ setting it up at the top. Back to Abraham. The downs, you're going to see a coming around a screen. Abraham gets to the basket. Oh, it can't get it to drop. Going the other direction. Bit of a fast break here. They're going to hold up. Here's Weinfurter from about 25-30
feet.
Wow. He'll pull up from anywhere. That was about 8 feet behind the three-point line. 26-14.
You don't miss, does he?
No. And JJ slips. They hurt his foot a little bit on the slippery floor here. Rivak with the ball. It over to Hakenin. JJ pulling up from about 17 feet. Misses that one. Auburndale gets the rebound. Anderson looking to get to the basket. Rob back to Weinfurter. Got to get up on him, Lane. There he does. Kolwicki guarding Anderson is going to be fouled. I think Kolwicki going to be the foul on that one. 3:18 to go here. And
Jack,
is it a second now? Second foul here on Kolwicki. All the posts here got two fouls. I think Kleinschmidt going to come back in for him. Anderson at the line. First free throw. Up and good. It's 27-14. Lane checking out of the game. Colin checking in. And Anderson set to take his second free throw. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Kolwicki. Rivak gets it. He's going to push it up left side. And Kolwicki with it. Gets it into Denzine. Hands it off to Rivak. Rivak by the basket. He's fouled. He's going to go to the line. Braden Reback going to go to the line here, shoot two free throws. A big stat in that last game against Three Lakes, Nate. The Loggers were 20 out of 24 from the free throw line in that game. Pretty impressive.
That's really impressive.
First one up for Reback. It rolls in. Good. I see Katie Blair is watching. Sue Danzine is watching. Second free throw for Reback is good. 3:05 to go here. 27-16. Auburndale leading the Loggers here. Loggers not playing bad at all. Got to get an offense rolling a little bit. Here we go. They get into the lane. They kick it back out. Auburndale working methodically here. Here's a three-pointer by Rob. No good. Rebounded Shea Danzine. Gives it over to Hakenin. JJ going to bring it up right side. JJ looking to get something going here. Dribbles in. Kicks it out to Reback. Reback, same thing. Going to drive left side. Over to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt short on it. Going the other direction. Hakenin gets in front of Rob. He's going to try to get to the basket. Taken away. It's bumped off of Rob. Nice defense by JJ. Going the other direction. 27-16. Loggers need a little comeback here in this last 2.5 minutes here of this first half. Reback gets it in to Hakenin. JJ in that corner. Just got to clear out. It's a full court press, but it's a man-to-man. JJ looking to get something going. Gets it over Reback to Danzine. Danzine out to Hakenin. JJ going to dribble in free throw line. Pulls up. Oh, that one just rolls out too. JJ's jumper not, or pull up, not falling here today. 2 minutes to go here. It's 27-16. Abraham set to check back in. Auburndale getting their offense rolling. Something new play here we're seeing. And lazy defense by the Loggers, trailing them. And they get the basket to go here. Hakenin going to bring it up right side. 29-16. Get it into Kolicki by the post. Jack can't get it to go, but he's fouled by Weinfurter. And he's going to go to the line. Jack Kolicki going to go to the line here. Minute 31 to go here, first half. 29-16. Free throw up. And no good from Kolicki. Abraham checking in for Kleinschmidt. Jack set to shoot his second free throw. And mom and dad are watching back home. Good to see mom and dad watching. Kolicki, second free throw is good. 29-17, your minute 30 to go. And it's Auburndale with the ball. They get it across half court. Rob has it now guarded by Hakenin. Looking to get it down by the basket. Do a little offense here. We're going to get an offensive foul, an illegal screen on Rob. And it's going to be Loggers basketball. 29-17, a minute 14 to go. Loggers with the ball. Lane gets it in to JJ. JJ's going to clear everyone out. Gets it over to Reback on this left wing. Abraham open by the basket. There we go. We get a foul down underneath. And that one's going to be on Evan Scholl. The fifth foul. 15 foul on Auburndale. Loggers set up in the line. Out of bounds play. Abraham going to take it out under his own basket. Going to get it in. Gets it in to Reback in that corner. Braden dribbles in. Kicks it out to Abraham. Abraham a deep two. The deep two goes. And toe on the line. Maybe that's what he needed to get things going. And it's 29-19 just like that. 10-point lead here for Auburndale. They get it into the low post. Trying to work something around here. Auburndale being patient. Almost a takeaway by the Loggers. Not quite. Anderson has it up at the top. Looking to drive it in. Gets into the post here. And probably going to get an offensive. No. It's going to be a foul on Lane Abraham. And he's going to shoot two. Is Anderson. Aiden Anderson, their leading scorer here. at 16 points a game. And free throw up is good for Anderson. 30-19. The score here. Second free throw coming in just a moment. 24 seconds to go in this half. That free throw no good. Rebounded by Kowicki. JJ's got it. Probably going to go for a last shot. Not exactly sure. Maybe they're just going to go for a good shot. We don't get a lot of them. Danzine has it on the right wing. Gets it back. 10 seconds to go. 9. There's a screen from Kowicki. And out of bounds. Oh. Going to call that out of bounds on Häkkinen. It's going to be Auburndale basketball. They get it in. 4 seconds. Drive up. Pull up from deep three. No good. And that's going to be the score at the end of the first half here. It's 30-19. Auburndale with that 11-point lead. And with that, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Jeff Häkkinen Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, JeffHäkkinenRoofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. JeffHäkkinenRoofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Häkkinen Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is the Auburndale Eagles here in town taking on our Phillips Loggers. It's 30-19 right now, Nate, in this half here. Hasn't been the most impressive half offensively for the Loggers here, but you know, they've been a second half team. We're going to see hopefully same thing coming in this game here also. Down by 11, things could be a little bit worse.
You know, defense is keeping them in.
You got that right. They're not losing the rebounding battle too terribly bad here, but you know, I feel like they're playing hard. Just the ball's not falling on the offensive side. That'll happen here, and hopefully they can get things rolling here. We're going to go over some of our point totals here for the Forward Bank halftime show, and we'll start out with Auburndale leading the way for Auburndale. Caden Weinfurter at 15 points, Caden Anderson with 11, and Evan Scholl with 4. That's all that scored here for them. Pretty balanced attack on the Loggers side. Drew Hoshiel with 7 points. All those early, he got a couple fouls, and that all happened in the first couple minutes of the ball game. He took a seat for the rest of the half. It was J.J. Hakenin and Jack Kowicki with 3 points. And then you have Lane Collin and Braden with 2 points each, respectively. Even scoring here for the Loggers, kind of what we see a lot in the scoring battle. You know, they're a team that has put 5 kids in double figures in their opening game. You know, you got 3 averaging double figures, and then you got Collin and Jack and Drew, or I should say Braden right down there, you know, 8, 7, 8, 9 points a game. So nice balanced scoring attack for the Phillips Loggers. We're going to see if they're going to be able to bring it here in the second half. Some shots are just going to have to fall. They haven't been falling that much here for the Loggers in the first half. But we are having fun here. It's a Friday night. Are you really hoping there's going to be more people here at this game? But plenty of time to come on down. Folks, if you're at home, want to catch a good second half, this Loggers team, like we said, the second half team, that's for sure. But we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors right now. We thank all these sports sponsors that help bring you guys this game here, and that is Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hakenin Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Park Falls BP. And our halftime and postgame show brought to you by Forward Bank. So thank you, everyone. Help bring you guys this game here to 98Q Country. And we definitely appreciate all of you. So hope everyone's enjoying the game here, listening. See, what are they going to do in this second half here, Nate? What do you think the coaches may be talking about, things that need to be changed up a little bit? You know, I think if you're Auburndale, they're probably saying, hey, I like the way it's going. Yeah. We're playing good defense. They're not hitting shots. They're not getting, you know, second chance opportunities. You know, we keep going this way, we're going to win this game by, you know, 22 points. They're probably happy with things. You know, Amy might be talking a little bit about, let's get the ball and pick up the pace a little bit. You know, let's try to get some of these. But it all starts with a stop. You know, Loggers can get a stop, then we can push the ball a little bit with that. So everything's going to be on that defensive side. It all starts right there. And, you know, hopefully Loggers can get some stops and you know, get J.J. involved. You've got to get J.J. involved one way or another. You know, they're following him around, you know, guarding him pretty well. He's got to make a couple of his shots,
he's
though.
He's got to have more than 3 points.
He's got to have more than three. He's got to hit a couple of them baskets. Lane, same thing.
Yeah,
he's got to get a
one for eight or so. I'm
get a couple of them shots to fall, and Loggers will be right back in it. The one thing is they're not shooting well, and they can shoot a lot better. We know that that's going to happen. Hopefully, Hochschild can stay hot here in the second half, get the ball falling in. But nice job by them. Nice job on defense. And got a couple minutes here to warm up here yet. So we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in a minute here and finish up this halftime show.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at heckmanauction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podwell here. This halftime just about over with. And this game set to go here in just a minute. It's the Auburndale Eagles taking on the Phillips Loggers here in Phillips. Score right now 30-19. Auburndale leading. And we're going to get back to action here. Pretty soon it's going to be Loggers ball out of bounds. Start things off. Yeah, Steve Peters talking about some of these shots are, they're going to start to fall. I really do think they are. I think the Loggers are working hard, getting shots off. And we'll see a few changes here in the second half and see what it brings for the Loggers. Aiken and set to take the ball up. Guarded by Rob. Hakenin's got it. Top gets it up to Hochschild on that left wing. Hochschild drives to the basket. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Blocked, but he's going to go to the line. He's fouled. Drew Hochschild. Drew being a force here. In this ball game, being assertive, asserting himself right into this ball game, right off the bat here. A couple big free throws coming up for him. First one up and good. Drew Hochschild, second one up and good. So Drew feeling it here a little bit tonight. 30-21, 9-point lead for Auburndale. And that's going to be Evan Scholl bringing it up. Gets it over to Anderson. Weinfurter coming around a screen. Looking to get it in. They can't. Rob has it. Guarded by Hakenin. Back to Scholl. Nothing going. Nice defense by the Loggers. There you go. Anderson with a foot on the line. It's no good. That's an air ball. And it's going to be Loggers basketball. Get it into Hakenin. Hakenin going to bring it up. JJ with the ball. Across half court. Hochschild has it now. Rebound coming around a screen. He's blocked. But right to Kowicki. And no good. That one's not falling. Going the other direction. Weinfurter has it. He brings it up himself, guarded by Hochschild. Going to take it to the basket, spin around, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Hochschild, gets it over to Hakenin. Hakenin going to take it up left side. JJ over to Reback in that left corner. Hochschild has it now. He's going to shoot it. No good. And Reback fouls from behind. And it's going to be Apache's ball. It's 30-21 here, 16:34 to go in this ball game. Evac guarding the point. Anderson has it now. Here's Rob for three. That one's good. 33-21. Aiken has got it. To Kowicki. To Hochschild. Hochschild gets to the basket, and that one won't go. Basket's not falling here for the Loggers. 33-21. 16 minutes to go here now in the ball game. Anderson has it. To Weinfurter. Weinfurter. Back to Anderson. To Rob. Rob gets into the into the lane, kicks it back out. No good. Rebound by Reback. Gets it to JJ. JJ going to take it up right side. Over to Abraham. Reback has it. No good. Back over to Abraham on the right wing. Got JJ coming around a curl. Here's Reback now. Over to Kowicki. Kowicki. Out to Hakenin. JJ hands it off to Hochschild. Hochschild looks at the three, pump fake. He's going to drive it in. And no good. Nothing falling here for the Loggers. Goes the other direction. Over to Rob. Cross-court pass to Scholl. Scholl going to drive it in. Back out to Rob. Kicks it back out. Working around. Anderson has it now for Auburndale. Here's Rob in the corner. Guarded by Hakenin. They get it into the low block. Going to back it in. Nothing going. And got to be a travel something. Nothing going. Reback gets the rebound. Gives it over to JJ on this right side. JJ going to get to the basket. He's fouled. Rob on the foul. And it's going to be Loggers basketball out of bounds under their own basket. And Loggers looking to get it in. They get it into Hochschild. Drew scopes out the three-pointer. Thinks twice of it. Going to reverse it. Here's Hakenin up at the top. Over to Hochschild. Drew going to drive it in. By the basket. Gets it to go. Hochschild makes it 23-33. 10-point lead here. 14-21 to go. Anderson with the ball. New guy into the ball game, that's Scherney. To Weinfurter. Here's Rob. He's going to get to the basket. He's going to throw it out of bounds, though.